The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, more so than in other industrialized nations.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled, Do Your Best and God Will Do the Rest, in Washington, D.C., USA, in December 1997.
Always consider other people before ourselves whenever necessary, and the people who are sick should wear the mask so don't spread the germs in the air. I told you many hundred of times, you never listen. Like this, first only one person, and later 10-person cup, and we we can open an infirmary here, a hospital. In the aeroplane, you should bring a bottle of water or ask the stewardess for a small bottle of water and sip it every time, because the aeroplane air is very dry. You make your throat dry and you feel dehydrated. So if you drink water often in the airplane, you don't have to drink a lot, you know, but just drink more often. Whenever you feel dry in the throat, you drink it. It will help that you don't cough so much. Also in the meditation hall, in winter or whenever you have cough or a sore throat, you know, you should drink water. You bring a little bottle that is conveniently so you can drink. But don't make sound, you know. Because our Buddhas are very sensitive, yeah. And you can also bring some candy drops or syrup next to you. Small one, put in a pocket or something. Just enough for the meditation time. And then you don't have to wake up or get up and go out and get them. You can also half sleep and half drink water and then go back. Or put the drop in your mouth and then that will help your sleep also. Because most of the syrup, cough syrup, or the cough drops have some tranquilizing effect too. So don't worry that it will wake you up. Okay? You still can sleep, but maybe not snoring so loud because something stuck between your throat. Yeah. Sometimes the cough is caused by the germs, yeah? So make sure you don't go too near and talk too near to the people who catch cold. and not yet recovered. If you have to, then, you know, kind of close your mouth or your nose like this. Hello? And if they ask you, say, oh, you have some problem with your breath. Okay. Sometimes the cough and the sore throat are caused by dry air or by aircon, yeah, or by hot con in winter, or the stuffy air or dusty air, yeah, or allergy. So make sure you know what kind of sensitivity you are subject to, you know, in winter or summer also, but mostly in winter we have a lot of cough because cold air or dry air. So you take a little bit more water, huh? And in your room at home, you should put water, you know, a bowl of water here, a bowl of water there, or next to the aircon outlet, or next to the central heating. The evaporation will spread out in the air, and then you don't feel so dry. Also, it will help your skin not itchy. And put lotion on your skin in winter, so it don't crack, it don't itch, and it don't cause more discomfort unnecessarily. It's not for beauty alone, you know, it's for comfort. Because when it's itchy, you can't meditate, you can't sleep. And it dries and it hurts. And it's unbearable sometimes. And sometimes, surprisingly, the sore throat, you know, a dry throat, or the cough comes from your mouth rings water. If it's too strong, you know, it could irritate your throat and dry it. For example, some of the concentrated mouth rings, if you put too much in one glass of water, you feel your throat, your inside mouth become dry and then it's irritating, and then you cough also. So be careful whatever you use. And sometimes you are allergic to some of your household items, you know, some household chemical. So, like you wipe the sink or you wipe the table or wipe the window or the thing you use to clean the floor or the soap you wash also. So sometimes if you have a sudden cough or sore throat or some allergy, you check out what is new. Maybe you buy something new that you are not used to. If it's caused by the germs, yeah, virus, you can rinse your mouth with salt water about 3 times a day, or lemon water, or drink lemon juice. It will get rid of it quick, together with cough drops or things like that. Yeah? But if it persists, of course you go to the doctor, huh? Go to the doctor and get it quickly. Don't make your body become a drugstore before you drop dead. Because sometimes we buy medicine over the counter, but it's not so effective. Okay, that's just about it for your body. Yeah. Always bring a little water nearby, huh? Next to you. From your driving path and everything. In case some ideas come up. It helps, okay? I just had the inspiration because you cough so much. Alright, now go to the spiritual level. Okay. We are closing our retreat today, officially. Go back home, take care of your family, love them better. Bring the love home, yeah, be patient. Back to normal life, reconnect with your family, show your love, show that you have improved, at least temporarily, due to the retreat. Okay? Prove it to them. Honor ourselves, honor us, honor me, by your own loving, changed behavior. There is no need to always say sorry to your family members, but just do it better. Do it better. Say sorry only once and do it better all the time. That's the best way to apologize. Otherwise, You can say, sorry, 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 every time you're doing wrong. And then nothing improved. And after a while, everyone get fed up. Yeah? Mm. All the time, try to remember to check up your action, your speech, and your thinking. Don't let them cheat you. The reason why in our practice, I told you yesterday and again, the reason why in our practice we do not use our word help such as, beads or stones or incense or candles, things like that, I have told you already, to avoid more attraction to the outward appearance of things in this world. Because everything in this world, even though beautiful, attract our attention, and so we try to minimize it. We enjoy the world, we enjoy all the beauties that God has created for us, but then we should know how to say when. So at least during the meditation, we forsake all that stuff so that we'll be able to concentrate better inside. Because only inward concentration will bring us liberation, happiness, and peace. Of course, after a while, if you have reached a higher level of consciousness, then even while you're working, doing anything, or look at the flower concentratedly, you still can enter samadhi. You still can see the inner world of reality. And that's another thing. Some people do get that. Some people take longer time. Be patient. Suppose you think you're doing it wrongly, or you still don't have the result as the way, as much as you want, maybe you can consult with the elderly brother and sister who has a better experience, or the Kuan Yin messenger, check out whether you do it right. The reason why we have to cut down all kind of outward attraction or outward performance or outward use of artifacts to remember God is because we are already too attached to outside world and too dispatched in our attention. So we have to always try anytime we can to draw it inward. You know, that's why in the old time, a lot of people tried to go to the mountain, you know, or solitude in order to concentrate so they can forget more and more and more and more the attraction of the world. It will help too. It will help. Yes. You know very well, for example, even sometimes the beautiful songs, they keep ringing in your ears all the time once you hear it and you like it. Yeah, or the nice performance or poetry. It's okay if that poetry or that songs is elevating in nature and make you feel more spiritually, inclined or help you in any way. But suppose that songs or poetry is very sad, very melancholy, and then, oh my God, you try to get rid of it, and oh, you just keep going crazy because the one you don't like most keep coming back and back in your mind all the time. Especially if the singer or the reciter has a beautiful voice, yeah, and it's really imprinted in your mind, then it's very difficult to get rid of. And sometimes you suddenly remember, oh my God, what I'm doing. Yeah, and then you try to shake it off your head. Okay, that's also good. That's why even outside music, you know, theater, movies, everything disturb us. Everything try to pull us back into this lower world of existence. So if we do not try to exert our utmost effort to control the tendencies of wandering mind, then we have hard time to enter the highest kingdom of God. That's why it is very difficult for you to practice in this world. Today you're okay, tomorrow you're not. Yeah, in the lunch you okay, evening you miserable. The meditation come up and down, you know, all the time. That's why we have to keep at it every day, or else we will lose the battle. That's why some people lost the battle. Losses to the ego, losses to the outside beauty of this illusionary world. Some people even lost it just for the title, just for the illusionary idea that he or she is a nun or a priest or whatever, they should be treated more special, something like that. Ah, that's why I like Chan Mo, you know. She don't care. Yes, you know. She was a nun, you know, in all mean, 100%, 120%, 150%, you know, with all bald head and everything, robe and all, just like me before. Yeah. But then I grow my hair and she does. She didn't want to stick out like a sore thumb. It's all right to keep your robe, I told you many times, huh? I like it also. If you can, keep your way of life as a nun and monks, you know, like Korean nuns and monks, we love them too, huh? And some of our Christian nuns, keep their way, I love that too, I love. It's okay to be colorful, to be everything here, it's all right with us. But don't expect to be treated special. Nothing wrong to be treated special, but the way you expect it is wrong. Wrong for you, wrong for you. People can treat us special or can treat us not special. It's all okay with us. If we want to choose a nun's life, that's our choice. We don't have to expect other people to respect our choice. Because every choice is a choice. It's okay. The wrong conception is very difficult to get rid of. And that stems from the ego. And some people just leave us because of that. Because nobody treat them special for their bald head or for their headdress or whatever that is. I don't know what for. What is that for? Yes, there's a problem when we be too different also. But some people enjoy that life. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all. It's very romantic to be a nun and monks. But when people treat you ordinarily, then you feel angry, and that is wrong. That's wrong. And it's even more so wrong if you leave the correct path just to keep your title, just to keep the respect from other people. And that is really, really, very, very horribly, terribly long. When you go home today or tomorrow or next day, you are back to the real world again. And I suppose you will feel a little bit awkward or a little frustrated or perhaps bored, you know, in the first instance, first day, yeah. Stay inward. Keep quiet. If you couldn't help, say something bad, just keep quiet. Don't complain, just treat your family member with all patience and love that you can. I know it's hard. It's hard for me too, many times. But we'd all have to try. And if your relationship doesn't work well, you try again. After retreat, you feel more strengthened and you have more solution to your problems, your situation, your work, and your personal relationship. There are many relationships or situations can be worked out, but you give up in meanwhile. That's why you don't know the result. Of course, it goes both sides. If you try alone and the other partner or the other co-worker do not cooperate, then it's difficult. But if both are still hanging on, you know, then please try, because no relationship is really not workable. Yes, it's true. Really, however difficult, if the two, you know, have a little hope, it is workable. Just sometimes we have too many choices and then we do not want to try hard. For example, last night, you remember how I wear last night the dress? With the white scarf? Yes. That dress I was supposed to wear on the first day when I came. But then I didn't feel it wasn't my favorite. And I feel it's a little tight and it doesn't look nice color. So I drop it again. And the next day I wear it again. I also still didn't like it. So I hang it back in the closet. Yesterday, I don't have too many choices anymore. All the favorite and the pretty, you know, and the comfortable, loose and easy, already almost finished. You know, except one or two, I save it for evening. So I wear that one. And this is okay. I found out, oh, it's okay. It's not that tight. It has some elastic on it. And then I just became more creative, you know. I put a white shawl across the shoulder and then it looks great. It didn't look all that bad as I was thinking in the first or the second days. You see, when we have no choice, yeah, everything is good. same with this outfit. I wore it once or twice already and didn't like it. It's too tight, uncomfortable, and blah, 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 you know. And today, it's okay. Today I feel great in it. I feel it's beautiful. Because I have nothing else to compare with. Yeah, and I have no other choice. That is our attitude. That is a problem in life. When we have too many choices, when we think we have choices, We compare with the past, we compare with the illusionary, mocked-up future, and then we make the present miserable. And then we never can enjoy life if we continue like this. So always remember, if you don't have the thing you like, better like the thing that you have. And that's how we find happiness in life. Apart from being a spiritual practitioner, we should be contented and satisfied with all kind of situation. We should also train our mind and tell ourselves to control ourselves, because we are the only one that can control ourselves. You know, everything I teach you, I learn from my own mistakes. That's how I became a master. Mistake makes a master. Make as many mistakes as you can. It's all right. It's forgivable, but learn from them. Don't repeat them. That's the wisdom. That's how you learn. There's no one who can teach us really, theoretically, except ourselves. We have to learn by ourselves, by self-experience. And be wise at all times, be vigilant. Every situation, every circumstance is for us to learn, you know? For us to learn. God don't make you suffer for nothing. Except you want to learn it the hard way. Yes. Yesterday somebody asked me whether suffering will cleanse the karma. Yeah, it does. But if we meditate well, and if we learn from our experience already, we don't have to suffer. We only suffer when God has teach us a lesson once, twice, three times, and we still repeat the same mistakes over and over and again. Then of course we will suffer. So just forget the future, forget the past. Learn from the past, but don't cling to it. That's how you'll be happy. Every miserable situation is caused by us or by our nearby people, because most people cling to the past and forget the present, forget to live. We have to live every moment. Every moment is a miracle, you know. Every moment is something new, something awaiting us, and we have to savor it. We enjoy it every moment. Why do we have to make our life miserable? Doesn't matter what. Now that we already have the wisdom, we should know nothing really can trouble us so much. I told you, if you don't have a good position, You can go out and sell tofu. Well, not in America, maybe. You sell hot dog. Vegetarian hot dogs.
For spending the time with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of Do Your Best and God Will Do the Rest. And now, a look at what Kinsale, Ireland is doing to protect our planet through sustainable living on planet Earth, our loving home. Up next on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you a blessed and beautiful day.